The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Another person who's had an interesting COVID year is Gráinne Galna. Good afternoon to you in Bruncrana in Donegal, Gráinne.
Hello, Brendan. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. So, Gráinne, you've been back in the front line working as a nurse during COVID, but of course people will know you as Miss Universe Ireland and also from, like, last year, was it only a year ago, Dancing with the Stars? Unbelievably, I've forgotten this. This weekend, a year ago, there was a Dancing with the Stars final.
Like, it seems like a lifetime ago. I look back and I'm like, it seems like another lifetime. You know, it's so different to what my life is like now. But
yeah.
Oh my God, it seems just so long ago.
And that final was kind of just about allowed to happen, wasn't it?
It was. So it was supposed to be the semi-final and then the final. And they had to pull it a week forward, and we weren't allowed an audience for that final show. So that was kind of when everyone started to realize the seriousness of the situation. You know, we kind of knew things were getting really serious at that point.
Yeah. And God, we thought our problems were, can we have a Dancing with the Stars final?
I know that was the biggest problem then. And to think, you know, a year later where we are, it's crazy.
Yeah. So what did you do then after that was over? Did you go back to Donegal at that stage, or did you hang around? What was going on at that stage? Were things being locked down?
Things were literally just, you know, everything was just starting to lock down. And it was kind of that scary point where nobody really knew what was going on. And I kind of decided I'd come home, but I stayed in Dublin for about a week after, you know, until everything kind of settled down. And then I came home to Donegal and life just completely changed for me. It went from the craziness and the hectic life of the show to kind of just coming home to Donegal and, you know, going up to the farm and herding cows. So it was completely different.
Yeah. And you decided then to go back to nursing. Did you decide that fairly quickly? Yeah,
I did. I decided that pretty much straight away. I kind of, you know, originally before everything happened, I was going to take a little break. I was going to go on a nice holiday. And then obviously when everything happened, I suppose I just felt like I should go back. I went back then. I had to just wait to get my Irish registration in place because I had worked in the UK for a few years. So that got all put in place in around April time, and I started back then in the hospital. Yeah, so
it must have been was it a scary enough prospect at that stage, going back into the idea of working in a hospital? Because we knew less, but in a way we knew too much as well at that stage.
Yeah, I was terrified. I suppose kind of when you're out of work for a significant period of time anyway, you've always got those back to work nerves. But on top of that, it was like the kind of unexpected. You just didn't know what you were getting into. And obviously, you know, you didn't want to take anything home to your parents or your family like that. So I was really nervous and I was terrified. And I remember like just sitting on my sofa the night before and I could feel my stomach. I was like, oh my God, why am I doing this? But then you get back and you're glad that you did it, you know?
Yeah. So you were living with your parents, were you?
Well, I was. And then kind of when I went back at the start, I stayed in my sister's house. So she has a holiday home here, which she obviously can't be in. So I kind of made that decision to stay over there for a while just to be on the safe side because my parents are a little bit older. So
yeah, because presumably we've heard of people who work in hospitals and stuff coming home and disrobing outside the door and straight up to the shower and all that. You must have been terrified at the thought of bringing anything home to your parents.
Oh my God, terrified. It was like scrubbing, you know, before you even, exactly like you said, come home, shoes and everything are off at the door. And then, came back then to live with my parents after a while, after the numbers started to go down and stuff. Because it was a scary prospect. And it's still scary. It's scary for all the staff in the hospital, you know.
Is it still, yeah?
It is. And it's like now there's obviously a better understanding. And you're more used to it, I suppose, and you kind of know what to expect. And at the time, it was just the uncertainty of it, really. But like you say, you know, I was listening to you there. You just can't get too comfortable either. We're still not there yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, you did get COVID in your house, but it wasn't like, not that we're playing the blame game here, but you didn't bring it from the hospital.
No. So I know all the time that I'd spent trying to protect mommy and daddy, and it was actually then my dad got it first. He got it from a close contact, and then it was around Christmas time actually. So he got his result on Christmas Eve. And then obviously we were all isolating, and we isolated together in the house. And then I got mine on New Year's Eve. So it was like the worst Christmas ever. I was like, 2021 is going to be my year. And then, yeah, not so much. It wasn't a great start.
And did you get very sick?
Thankfully we were all right. Like, we were sick and we weren't, you know, we just weren't well. We were tired and coughing and stuff. But thankfully, you know, no one was very ill, or there was no hospital admissions or anything like that there, thank God. So, you know, you have to be grateful in that sense too.
Yeah. And have you been vaccinated now? Or do they check with you if you've had it already, like, and say, no, you don't need a vaccination just yet or anything? Or do you just get it as a matter of course?
If you've had COVID like within the last 4 weeks, I think it is, okay, you're not eligible yet, but you can get it then. And I have had mine. I actually just got it this week past the first one. So it's kind of that wee beacon of hope, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And I'm due to get the second one then, up to 12 weeks, I think it is. So yeah, it was good to get it.
And are you feeling the difference? I presume you're feeling the difference of the we've seen like that the Republic vaccination program is making a difference among health workers and everything. Do you feel you're seeing the difference from over the border and many more people being vaccinated?
I suppose just obviously we're so close, but you kind of, I have a lot of family in Derry and stuff, and they've all been vaccinated already. It's almost that kind of element of like, you're jealous because you just can't wait for life to go back to normal. And there is that sort of that feeling of amongst here that we're like, oh, we just want it. Like, we just want everything to open up, and we just want to, have a nice summer, and even just to feel that sort of way. Do you know what I mean? So you shouldn't really compare, because we're just not in the same level, yeah. Unfortunately.
It must be bloody hard not to, though, I can imagine, yeah. And listen, when you look back on the last year, what's your kind of reflection on it?
Oh God, it's a hard one. Like, I suppose we can kind of take it as a year gone to waste, but I don't really feel like that. Like, I feel like we've learned a lot from it, you know what I mean? And it sounds cheesy, but I suppose we've learned things that, you know, we take for granted, and we've learned that we should appreciate the little things, and even, you know, just our health and being together and stuff. And I got to spend this time in my home with my family, and yes, isolation was a killer, and yeah. We did nearly kill each other.
And it has to be said, you have a fairly nice 5K as well, don't you?
Oh, we have a lovely 5K. Like, I'm very lucky, and I am a bit smug up here now in terms of sharing it online. And I'm now on the beach again today. We live just on the coast. So I know how hard it must be for some people that don't really have anything in their 5K, you know, or even getting to go out for a nice walk. So I do appreciate it and never take it for granted.
So are you trying to make any plans or look ahead over the next while or whatever?
I don't know. Like, I feel like I can't really. Do you know what I mean? I didn't really know what I wanted to do after Dancing with the Stars anyway. I didn't really think I was going to stay in Ireland, but I didn't have any solid plans. And again, I'm just going to kind of wait and go with the flow, because I just don't know. You can't really plan anything. It's hard, like, but I don't know. That's all I can say. I just don't know.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to force you to have plans in the middle of a pandemic. Listen, it was lovely to talk to you. Gráinne Gallina, thanks a million. Let's take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.